Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to
WMFO in Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Oldies Power Hour on WMFO in Medford, and I'm not the usual crowd. I am Greg Zapata. The show I'm affiliated with, Great Songs But Nothing Good, is typically a Monday night 7 to 8 p.m. affair, but, you know, when the students are away, the old fogies will play, and that's what I'm going to be doing, although it's not going to be old, so it'll be a mix of the old, the new, and all the local goodness and all the worldwide stuff that you do now. That was the jam covering Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour. That was a closer track to their debut, This Is the Modern World. And play that because, you know, there's only a few, 48-ish hours left of this godforsaken year. Actually, no, 36 hours. So the countdown is officially on. You may plan your lives accordingly. And before we give 2016 its walking papers, we're going to play some good songs that they can't take us, that the year can't take away from us. Unless, of course, it somehow can. This year seems to have otherworldly mystical powers. Anyway, going to go right into it with some live stuff with Queen from the Live at Wembley Stadium album. Got it. My voice is Jane of the Waking Universe. Mag Earwig was the album, the first album after the classic lineup dissolved. And 2016, if nothing else, I got to see that band and turned on to them by my friends Ryan and Matt. And Ryan of the group Elephants gave me his ticket gratis when he had a schedule conflict. So, you know, much thanks for that. Before that, Two by Queen from the Live at Wembley Stadium album, the old Wembley, mind you, not the new one. One Vision and Tie Your Mother Down. And we hope you're enjoying the Oldies Power Hour here on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata. I am not a typical host. My show is on Mondays, but I wanted to get my say in before the ball drops. And here I am, and there's nothing you can do about it. Speaking of Elephants, they had quite a year, dropped an EP, came on the show a few times, had some fine times, and I always like to play one of their songs on the last show of the year, and they're going to have a very busy 2017 from what I've heard, so you know, keep your eyes affixed to the usual social media outlets for information on that. And this is a song from their first proper album. It came out a few years ago, but it's such a winner, and if you listen closely, you might agree. Fancy, imagine that. And we got more good stuff coming up, but first, here's one by Elephants.
All the kids on my street turn their gazes to We'll dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no punk sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. Shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you pay for this, said nothing man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild, let's have a child. Just you and me, eat fudge banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
The Replacements, I Will Dare, to lead off track to Let It Be. Before that, Brinsley Schwartz was What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from the album The New Favorites of Brinsley Schwartz. And that was, of course, Nick Lowe, who produced several Elvis Costello albums, including the one where he covered that song, Armed Forces. Before that, Dead Milkmen, Punk Rock Girl, the song that was playing when I rang in the new year last time around. And Elephants, my expatriate friends from their first album, Elephants. They got more stuff coming up in 2017, so we'll be on the lookout for all of that. And now it's time for a legally mandated PSA. And since it's, you know, New Year's tomorrow, I think this is one we got to go with. It's don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now to get with the real for a little bit. Lhasa 2016, you know, notable for a lot of the good ones taking their leave. And the other day was no exception when my uncle in Chile took his leave, and he grew up around the Chilean music hall tradition. You know, that's of course that's a very researched musical history there. But anyway, to keep it short and sweet, going to play a song from the Motorcycle Diaries soundtrack. And technically, it was composed by Gustavo Santaolalla, the Argentine. But the lineup on this particular song features Maria Esther Zamora, Polito Gonzalez, Jorge Lobos, Cuti Aste, and Roberto Lindell. It's a fine song. It's a fine movie too, but this song especially is a real treat. So this one's going to be going out to Lucho. Fuerza, hasta siempre.
forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go.
Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, New Year's Resolution, from their duet album King and Queen 1967, an album for which the liner notes are written by former Senate Majority Leader Howard Baker. So, you know, consider that. The Zombies, this will be our year from Odyssey and Oracle, and Gustavo Santaolalla and company with Cheepy Cheepy from the Motorcycle Diaries. And that's going to bring us into a home stretch here on the Oldies Power Hour here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can hear me do my usual shtick Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m. on great songs about nothing good. And we'll be kicking off the new year on the 2nd with that show. And hopefully we'll be in a stellar form, but I'll let you be the judge of that. Now, it is in fact New Year's Eve, so I got to start off with another New Year's Eve song here. This is the Orioles with that doo-wop sound, doo-wop slash soul sound that they did so well. Indeed, they did. And, yep, we'll regroup in about 15 minutes.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms are holding you so tight. Exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be out of the thousand invitations you receive. Well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing? I'd ever be the one that you chose out of the thousands invitations. Jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Did it. Just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds will.
Lord, I'm just thinking about a certain female. It's okay, amigos, you can let yourself go. We'll be riding here with you, riding the rodeo.
That's Two by Thin Lizzy. The Boys Are Back in Town and Cowboy Song from Live and Dangerous, 1978. And before that, we had we had Lemonheads, Mrs. Robinson from It's a Shame About Rain, 1992. Bass provided by local hero Juliana Hatfield and the Orioles, asking that all-important question, what are you doing New Year's Eve? And whatever you're doing, I hope it's a real kicker. And I'll bring it to the end of the line for us here on the Oldies Power Hour. I am Greg Zapata. You can hear me do my thing on Mondays, 7, 8 p.m. Great Songs But Nothing Good. The same place on your dial or your internet machine, whichever you get down with. But I hope you're going to have a, I hope you have a good night tomorrow. Play it safe. But also, you know, have a fun, rip it up a little bit. And I'm going to close it with one by the Brooklyn band The Loom with that all-important holiday classic.
About the slopes and pick the daisies fine.